The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Interest rates are expected to rise this year. That'll be good news if you're a saver, but not such good news for your mortgage or your variable loan. Here to explain more is wealth management advisor with Jigsaw Finance, Lorraine Cook. Hello, Lorraine.
Morning.
Good to see you. So, interest rates, what's the word on interest rates and what's going to happen this year?
So it's likely the European Central Bank are meeting this month. Now, they have said that they are, you know, holding fire at the end of April. They wanted to just hold things to see what was going to happen over the next number of weeks between inflation. So due to the energy crisis, inflation has risen. The cost of everything has gone up. And in that regard, what has happened now is the European Central Bank has to monitor that to see, do they need to restrict, you know, spending and tighten monetary policy.
Okay, so we are, because nothing is settling in the Middle East and we're reporting on it every single day, it means that the ECB is going to use increasing interest rates to control prices, to control inflation. That is the tool they have at their disposal.
Exactly.
So that means that we could be looking at 3 interest rate rises before the end of the year.
That's what's forecasted. So at the moment, if they do increase the rates, possibly the end of this month or, you know, next week, do you think they're due to meet? It could be, for example, 0.25% is what's forecasted. Inflation at the end of May was 3.5%. The magic number that the European Central Bank want inflation at is at 2%. When the Ukraine-Russia invasion happened, inflation soared. So by the end of 2023, we were at 9.5%. So that's where we saw interest rates go up 10 times by the European Central Bank. Now, they did pass on 8 rate cuts when inflation came back down. We're in this environment again where inflation is increasing. But due to the geopolitical and the economic uncertainty and how long this will go on for, they are just monitoring it at the moment, but it is expected that they will increase the rates.
Okay, so that is good news for savers. And I start with the good news. So for savers, they'll be very happy about this.
If the banks pass on the deposit rate increase. So the banks tend to be a little bit slow on passing on the deposit rate increase. So the money that you have in your deposit account. So currently, if you check that, you might be getting a terrible, well, most likely you will be getting a terrible rate. So, for example, you might be getting 0.25% return before dirt is taken from that. So if they do pass on any rate increases, that's where they will pass it on for the deposit account. So make sure that you have money on deposit, check your rate. And if the rate hasn't increased or, you know, it's not competitive, source the most competitive deposit rate. Annuity rate holders as well. So annuity rates are people who are on pensions. So people who purchase a pension for life, gives them a guaranteed income in their retirement. Annuity rates do tend to go up as well when interest rates increase. So that's, again, a positive for people who are purchasing annuities at that point in time. But on the negative side, mortgage interest rates. So the banks will be more, you know, quicker to pass on the increase on the mortgage side of things. And if they do, then that is likely to increase your monthly mortgage repayment.
So given that we're not there yet and the interest rate rise hasn't happened yet, what are you saying to mortgage customers, people who might be looking at their rate now? What's the advice?
So the advice is a number of things. Check the mortgage balance, check the value of your property, because there's very, very competitive what's called loan to value mortgage rates. So loan to value mortgage rates are the mortgage against the value of your property. So have a look at that. Consider fixing as soon as possible. Even if you are currently in a fixed rate and you're due to come off that maybe towards the end of this year or even into next year, because if you lock into an interest rate now, maybe for 4 or 5 years, you're guaranteed that rate for that period of time. So you take the uncertainty out of the current situation and have certainty in terms of your budget and your cash flow. So have a look at that. If you're on a variable rate, do also consider fixing unless you want to continue to make any overpayments on your mortgage. But generally speaking, variable rates are higher than fixed rates. So it is worthwhile considering a fixed rate. Also, if people are on tracker rates, tracker mortgage rates is the rate that tracks the European Central Bank set rate at a set margin. Don't panic. And I saw this the last time when interest rates did increase 10 times. Every person who has a tracker mortgage was hit by the 10 increases and people were panicking and coming off their tracker rates. Don't do that. Seek advice first to make sure that, you know, that it is the right thing for you to do, or what are the options that you can consider in relation to staying on your tracker rate and maybe overpaying.
Okay,
if possible.
So you say don't panic, but I remember the last time we heard from people who once you got to interest rate increase number 5, it was getting painful.
Yeah.
And the best option looked to be to come off that tracker rate. And the advice is always, isn't it, stay on it if you can.
Yes.
Because you will reap the benefits down the line.
Exactly. Because when the European Central Bank do cut the rates, so as I said, there was 10 rate increases, but there was 8 rate cuts. People benefited from the 8 rate cuts who are on tracker mortgages. So that way, yes, it's the pain of it increasing. But people who are on tracker mortgages, like the tracker stopped around about 2008 in the market. So people who are on tracker rates now have, should have lower balances in terms of their, the amount that they borrowed, because obviously they took that mortgage out maybe in the early 2000s. So when they took that out and interest rates did increase in 2008, they would have had much higher monthly mortgage repayments on a higher balance. Now they have lower balances, so the impact of it shouldn't be as bad, particularly when the interest rates increase.
And you mentioned there, taking the opportunity to overpay every month. Who are you saying that to? People on the tracker rates, they might have the capacity, you're saying, to do that?
If they have the capacity, because it lessens the amount of interest then that they pay. So an awful lot of people are saying, I'll come off my tracker rate because I can't afford. But yet they might have money, let's say, for example, in a deposit account, not earning them any interest. So the suggestion might be, look, if you overpay it, whatever amount is possible from a cash flow perspective, that you are actually effectively paying less interest because you're hitting the capital balance, the amount that you owe, and the interest is recalculated on that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. I just want to go back to changing your mortgage, having a look at the structure of your mortgage, because your loan to value might have changed. You mightn't even think that it has changed, but prices have increased. Time passes quickly. It's always worth having a look at that, isn't it?
It is, definitely. Get a valuation done on your property just to see, or even just check the property price register for properties that have sold in your area recently. And then you can have a look, at the banks, the offerings, and see what rates are available based on loan to value. Like, for example, if your loan to value is less than 60% at the moment, there is a rate currently at 3% available. So people who are on rates that they would have locked into maybe 4 or 5 years ago, they might be on 1.95 to 2.5%, for example. So yes, they will be going to a higher rate, but the average rate out there at the moment is around about 3.5%. But that's not going to be for much longer if the banks do pass on any rate increases. So it's definitely worthwhile to check that out, see if you can lock in, for example, to a 3% rate. Also check your BER rating of your property. If your BER rating, so that's the energy rating of your property, is B3 or higher, you may qualify for a green mortgage rate. And a green mortgage rate, again, is more competitive than a non-green rate.
What is it? Is it around 3% or is it less?
It depends, again, on the loan to value. It depends on the amount that you've borrowed. Probably around about 3.25% or 3.1% actually from one of the lenders.
And do you think, Lorraine, there's enough time left to switch now before the first rate comes into effect, if it's this month as we expect?
It just depends if the banks pass on the rate cuts. So the banks, again, they may, if the European Central Bank rate increases, they may or may not pass on the interest rate. It's probably likely that they will. But again, to what level will they pass it on? So we have seen other lenders increase their rates already, but they increased it on the higher loan to value mortgage rate. So people who have maybe 80% plus, whereas the lower loan to value, they didn't pass on any rate cuts there. So it just depends. So I'd say don't wait around. Act now, speak to your financial advisor and make sure that you, deal with this now and don't react once the rates have increased.
Because it's a complicated process, changing your mortgage. If that's what you end up having to do, if you're moving, it's like applying for a whole new one. Yeah. Lorraine, thank you so much. That's Lorraine Cook from Jigsaw Finance.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.